All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our stock market update. My name is Mark Hodge, head coach at Rockwell Trading, and today we're going to see what's moving the markets on Wednesday, July 28th. Now, let's take a look at what happened yesterday because we did see a little bit of a drop here. The S&P was down 0.5%, so 0.5%. Dow down 0.25%. NASDAQ, the bigger loser yesterday, down over 1%. And it got a little dicey yesterday. And I mean, kind of similar to what we saw last Monday, right? A big drop, but we did close off at the session lows. Then yesterday, we saw that stocks dropped. Let's go to a 5-minute chart. Looking at the 5-minute chart, you see that really just selling throughout the morning session, finding some support early afternoon and then rallying. So coming off of session lows, but finishing the day lower. And this drop yesterday snapped a 5-day win streak for stocks. So all things considered, it looked like it could get worse, but this, a pullback after a 5-day rally that puts the indices at record highs. I mean, that's to be expected, especially ahead of some real big earnings reports and also the Fed. So yesterday it looked like it could be worse, but things came back a little bit. And this morning we're looking at a positive start. Dow futures not moving a whole lot, slightly positive. Even the S&P up 0.1%, so not a whole lot there. It looks like we're really waiting for the Fed at this point. NASDAQ higher on some earnings reports that we'll talk about. So NASDAQ leading the way right now, pre-market with a gain of almost a 0.5%. We could look at the 5-minute activity for the futures, and we see that things have kind of been grinding higher over the evening session, European session, and also a little bit of a rally as we get into the open. So futures pointing to a slightly higher start, but I'd say that for the most part it's still quiet. The E-mini Nasdaq pricing in some earnings from tech that was reported after the bell yesterday, and Dow futures and E-mini S&P pretty quiet as we head into the open because it's a big day, it's a big week. There's a lot going on, and let's jump to some earnings. Talk about Boeing first, ticker's BA. Now, Boeing up over 5% pre-market. So we could see here that Boeing has really been sliding since late June, falling down to these lows that getting below lows in May and even dipping to lows that we last saw in February. Boeing snapping back with a 5% gain pre-market. And this is because of a huge earnings surprise for Boeing. They reported a 40 cent profit per share, and analysts were expecting an 83 cent loss per share. So, surprise profits for Boeing. And this report was helped out by a rebound in aircraft delivery. So, Boeing off to a real nice start pre-market and setting up for a nice 5% gain if that holds. Let's look at Alphabet, parent company of Google. And if we look at GOOGL, we see that Google is up 3.5%. 3.5% puts this one at new record highs. So Google trading at 27.30, and or Alphabet, they're up after an earnings beat with a 69% jump in advertising revenue, which includes an 84% surge in our favorite vehicle, YouTube. How about a like? How about a like? So their CEO said that their higher numbers were credited to a rising tide of online activity in many parts of the world. So Google looking strong pre-market and looking to start the day with new records. Let's take a look at Apple. Now, Apple actually reported some strong earnings, but they're down just under 1%. So Apple, they had an earnings beat and shown they showed that iPhone sales were up 50% year over year, which is pretty solid for them. Earnings per share of $1.30 versus $1.01 estimate, and also better revenue. But they did say that sales growth could be slowing with chip shortages being an issue with production this quarter. So it's this is what we keep hearing. Earnings are kicking butt, but there could be some supply chain issues or shortages, some supply issues, and chips definitely being a factor over the last 6 months. So this could have an impact on this quarter. So Apple down just a little bit pre-market, but overall solid earnings from Apple. And we could look at Microsoft. So Microsoft also trading at what appears to be record highs. Here, let me just go to a weekly chart. Yeah, no, I thought it was record highs. Let's reset this, make it look pretty. So, yeah, the high here on the 19th, 28,999, and we're at 290 pre-market. So just flirting with those records, up 1.2%. And Microsoft, they reported an earnings beat, looking good. And pretty solid reports from all of the big tech that reported after the bell. Let's look at a few others. We have McDonald's, Mickey D's. McDonald's down just a little bit pre-market. They also had an earnings beat. They reported 237 a share versus a 211 estimate with better than expected revenue. Same store sales were up 25.9%. So solid earnings from McDonald's, down just a little bit pre-market, almost 1% lower as we approach the opening bell. We could also look at Pfizer, PFE. So Pfizer, they reported 97 cents versus 87 cent estimate. So slightly better than expected, trying to get back to these highs. So it looks like we're encountering some resistance up here, but Pfizer up just shy of 1% pre-market. And Pfizer, they had a revenue beat as well. They raised their full year forecast, expecting vaccine sales to remain strong. So Pfizer expecting to do well for the rest of the year, and helped out by their COVID vaccine. Starbucks, one of Marcus's favorites, just in general, he loves a Starbucks. And Starbucks again, new records, looking at record. Actually, let me take that back. Making new records pre-market, or not pre-market, ahead of earnings, but it looks like we're down a little bit pre-market. So 122.55 pre-market now. Starbucks, they reported $1.01 with a 78 cent estimate in revenue. But Starbucks said that higher costs for labor and supplies could be an issue for months to come. So again, same story, but earnings beats across the board. Mattel, MAT. MAT up 6% pre-market. Huge jump for Mattel. And Mattel looking at record highs. No, not quite. That's why I wanted to go back to a weekly chart. I wasn't sure if this was a record or not for them. They were higher earlier, 2013. Nonetheless, pretty nice recovery since that pandemic drop, and a real nice overnight move. Now, Mattel, they had an earnings beat. They raised their full year forecast because they say that they expect strong demand this year for its Barbie and Hot Wheels brands. So some of the old standards keep going strong. That's awesome. Now, Teladoc, this one I have mixed feelings about because I don't know if you've used Teladoc, but I have, and I think that it's awesome service. It was a pandemic winner. Similar, let's see. I know Peloton came back, but yeah, Peloton's looking stronger now. But similar chart where in 2020 we see just huge growth. Teladoc, you can call and talk to a doctor on the phone rather than go into the office. I think that it's been great, at least with my experience and my family experience, but they're down 10% pre-market, flirting with these lows established in May. And they actually lost 86 cents last quarter. And this was more than expected. They were expecting a 56 cent, or analysts were expecting a 56 cent loss per share. They did beat revenue forecasts, but the bigger concern is weaker membership growth. So Teladoc's still coming off, well off of these post-pandemic highs, down about, or more than 50% now from these highs, as investors are trying to figure out, you know, where the growth is here. Is it going to, you know, I think that there's still going to be a player. It's just, you know, what's the value? What is a fair price for the stock based on these, you know, post-pandemic numbers and where we're at now? I think it's a solid company, though. All right. So what's going on? Some movers here. Oh, let's look at Activision. ATVI. So ATVI employees stirring the pot in a good way, up 1% pre-market. They're making news. They actually were down almost 7% yesterday. And employees at Activision Blizzard are planning a walkout today at their headquarters in Irvine, California, to promote workplace equality. The company is being sued by California legislatures over pervasive frat boy culture and the mistreatment of women. So a two-year investigation into the firm claimed that female employees, who make up 20% of the workforce of about 9,500, were routinely discriminated against. The actions included verbal and physical advances from male coworkers, as well as allegations that women employees were underpaid, promoted more slowly, and terminated more quickly compared to their male counterparts. So they're doing something about it. And it sounds like there's going to be a walkout at 10 Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And right now, even though there was a dip yesterday, up pre-market, up over 1%. A few other things to take into consideration today. The Fed. So the Fed will wrap up its two-day policy statement today with their Fed statement at 2 p.m. Eastern, followed by a press conference at 2:30. So Jerome Powell will be taking questions at the press conference. Now, the Fed isn't expected to make any changes. They won't be raising interest rates or anything like that. But it's expected, at least analysts expect, that the Fed is going to remain cautious with their wording, especially with the Delta variant. So the CDC, as some of you probably heard, they've reversed their indoor mask policy, saying that people, including those vaccinated, should wear masks indoors. Since it's a recommendation, it's really up to the states and local officials to implement that. But with the Delta variant, the Fed will probably remain very cautious about, you know, making any major changes, not quite knowing where that goes, you know, where we're at, how that's going to impact the economy as it spreads. But it is creeping up and definitely showing that the pandemic and COVID cases just simply aren't a thing of the past. Now, the one thing that could come up is bond tapering, their asset purchases, which is a way for them to inject money into the economy. And it was expected last meeting that this would be addressed and that they could be slowing down or at least have a plan for reducing those purchases. And last meeting, the focus became interest rates increasing sooner than expected to combat inflation. So we'll see if the Fed tackles the bond purchases and whether they have plans to trim that. I think that's the only thing really that could be thrown out there, but they'll probably stay on the cautious side, not jumping the gun because of the unknown with the Delta variant. But we'll see. It's a big report. Traders are definitely focusing on that. And this is evident by just the quiet start to the open. So markets open in 15 minutes. Hope you enjoyed this market update. If you did, hit the like button. I appreciate you watching. Lots of fun for us. We love trading. We love the markets. And we love sharing what we do. That's going to do it for today's market update. Have a great trading day. Happy trading, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody.